Lulu is an online publishing platform and has, as far as I'm aware, very little to do with a 60s Glaswegian singer. It's an application which involves monetization. The idea is that you produce publishable material which is then sold online. Or indeed you can have Lulu print it for you and then get the downloaded versions, get the hard copy versions posted to you. But they're in it to make a buck out of what you publish, in the same way that eBay is there to make a buck out of what you sell, and similarly Amazon if you're selling books. So that seems a little bit mercenary or commercial for inclusion in an EdTech podcast. However, not necessarily so, because there are lots of instances where you might, as a school, want to publish materials for an audience, let's put it like that. It could be for parents. Maybe you're in an English department and you have a group of Year 8 students who worked quite hard to produce a wealth of poetry during the course of the year. How about producing a poetry book for them to be able to sell to their parents, maybe, or to friends and relatives, or maybe as Christmas gifts? Well, Lulu's a way that you could do that. It's only a matter of uploading a PDF or a document or rich text file, and then the wizards that Lulu makes available allows you to turn all of that material into a publishable book. You can include imagery, so if you've got photos as well, that could be a useful exercise in its own right, getting imagery to go with the poetry that students have written, and more so, getting imagery which is ethically available, so it's Creative Commons imagery which can be reused in this way, bearing in mind that you're going to be selling the material. They do provide other wizards as well, so you can produce ordinary books. You can even provide ebooks, photo books, calendars, cookbooks. There are all ways in which your school might want to generate income or just share the resources that students are producing with amongst parents. And as I said, you can do that by either ordering hard copy versions and selling them on, or just leave them online and have your audience purchase them online. One particularly useful feature are the yearbooks that Lulu allows you to make. It's always a hard task for our students, I find, to work in the tools that we have available offline. And it's something we've been thinking about, and producing an online yearbook version might be a lot easier, and actually handling the money might be easier too.